Hello and welcome to The Wanderer, the Anglo-Saxon heathen podcast, Hel and Her Kingdom. In Germanic mythology, Hel is a figure associated with the realm of the dead, also known as Helheim. Hel is the daughter of the trickster god Loki and the giantess Angerboda. She is described as having a half-living, half-dead appearance, with one side of her body appearing normal and the other side being decaying or skeletal. Helheim, or Hel's Realm, is one of the nine realms in Germanic mythology and is often depicted as an underworld or afterlife realm. It is a cold and desolate place where those who die of old age or illness are said to go. It is ruled over by Hel, who governs the realms and determines the fate of the deceased. According to Germanic mythology, those who died honourably in battle were taken to Valhalla, a majestic hall in Asgard, ruled by Woden. Meanwhile, those who died dishonourably or in a less glorious manner were sent to Helheim. It is important to note that Helheim is distinct from the Christian concept of hell, as it is not a place of punishment for sinners, but rather a neutral realm for the deceased. Hel's kingdom is described as a vast and gloomy realm with towering walls and gates, guarded by the monstrous hound, Garm. Within Helheim, there are various regions or domains where different types of deceased souls reside. These include Eljudnir, the Hall of Hell, where the ordinary dead dwell, and Nastrond, a place of punishment for oathbreakers and murderers. Although Hel is not portrayed as a malevolent or evil figure in Germanic mythology, she is often seen as a somewhat sombre and melancholic deity due to her association with the realm of the dead. Her role is to preside over the souls of the deceased and maintain order in her kingdom. The Hellhound, Garm. In Germanic mythology, Garm, also known as Garmr, is a monstrous hound associated with the realm of the dead, specifically with Helheim. Garm is often described as a ferocious and bloodthirsty canine creature. According to the Prose Edda, a collection of Germanic myths and legends, Garm is said to be the guardian of the gates of Helheim. He stands watch at the entrance, ready to defend the realm from intruders or those who try to escape. Garm is depicted as a fearsome and powerful creature with fiery eyes and a deep, menacing growl. The significance of Garm in Germanic mythology is most prominently seen in the context of Ragnarok, the apocalyptic battle that marks the end of the world during Ragnarok. Garm is foretold to break free from his chains and engage in a fierce battle with the god Tyr. The encounter between Garm and Tyr results in their mutual demise. The portrayal of Garm as a formidable guardian and his role in Ragnarok aligns with the Germanic belief in the cyclical nature of the world, where destruction and rebirth are intertwined. Garm symbolizes the chaos and danger that await those who venture into the realm of the dead, reinforcing the notion that Helheim is not a realm to be taken lightly. It is worth noting that Garm is sometimes associated with the concept of Fenrir, a monstrous wolf and one of Loki's offspring. The exact relationship between Garm and Fenrir varies in different sources, and it is possible that they are considered distinct entities or different aspects of the same creature. Overall, Garm is a fearsome and significant figure in Germanic mythology, representing the guardian of Helheim and playing a role in the prophesied events of Ragnarok. Helheim. Within Helheim, there are different regions or domains where various types of deceased souls reside. Eljudnir is often mentioned as the hall or palace where Hel herself resides, overseeing the spirits of the ordinary dead. It is described as a dim and cheerless place. Nastrond, another region within Helheim, is a place of punishment for those who committed grave sins during their lives, such as murderers, oathbreakers, and adulterers. Nastrond is depicted as a gruesome realm, with a hall made of serpents' backs, venom dripping from the ceiling, and a river of snakes. In Germanic mythology, Helheim is not viewed as a place of eternal torment like the Christian concept of hell. Instead, it is seen as a neutral realm where the souls of the deceased exist in a state of semi-consciousness, devoid of the pleasures and joys of the living world. It is important to note that the descriptions and details of Helheim can vary in different sources of Germanic mythology, as the surviving texts are not always consistent. Nonetheless, the general understanding is that Helheim is a realm of the dead ruled by a hell, a somber and melancholic place where souls go after death. Eljitnir is a hall or palace within the realm of Helheim in Germanic mythology. It is the residence of the goddess Hel, who rules over the realm of the dead. Eljitnir is where Hel receives and oversees the spirits of the ordinary dead who have journeyed to Helheim. The name Eljitnir can be translated as misty, dark, or sprayed with snow. It is often described as a dim and cheerless place, matching the somber nature of Helheim. The hall is said to have high walls and a roof thatched with living snakes, which adds to the eerie atmosphere of the realm. In Eljitnir, the souls of the deceased reside in a state of semi-consciousness. They neither experience the joys and pleasures of the living, nor suffer torment or punishment. Instead, they exist in a subdued existence, separated from the realm of the living and awaiting the eventual onset of Ragnarok, the cataclysmic battle that marks the end of the world in Germanic mythology. While specific details about Eljitnir are limited in Germanic mythology, it is generally portrayed as a realm that reflects the melancholic and subdued nature of Hel and her dominion. Nastrond is a realm within Helheim, the realm of the dead in Germanic mythology. It is described as a place of punishment for those who committed severe crimes and grave offences during their lives. Nastrond is depicted as a grim and gruesome realm associated with torment and suffering. The name Nastrond can be translated as corpse strand or shore of corpses. It is described as a hall or region within Helheim, characterized by its disturbing and horrifying features. In Nastrond, the hall is said to be constructed from the backs of serpents with venom dripping from the ceiling and a river of snakes slithering through the hall. The souls of those who are condemned to Nastrond are said to endure various forms of punishment. The exact nature of these punishments varies in different sources, but they typically involve torment and agony. It is believed that oathbreakers, murderers, adulterers, and other grave sinners are sent to Nastrond to face their deserved consequences. Nastrond itself serves as a stark contrast to the more neutral and subdued realm of Helheim itself. While Helheim is a realm that where souls exist in a semi-conscious state, Nastrond represents a place where the condemned face explicit punishment for their action. It is important to note that the descriptions and details of Nastrond can vary in different sources of Germanic mythology. The surviving texts are not always consistent. Nonetheless, the general understanding is that Nastrond is a realm within Helheim where severe sinners face punishment and torment for their crimes. The giantess Modgudr. In Norse mythology, Modgudr, also spelled Modgur, is a giantess who is associated with the realm of Helheim. She plays a significant role as the guardian of the Galabru, which is the bridge that connects the realm of the living with the realm of the dead. Modgudr is mentioned briefly in the poetic Edda, especially in the poem Grimnismal, where Woden, disguised as Grimnir, imparts his knowledge to his young companion Agnar. In one stanza, Woden mentions Modgudr as the giantess who guards the Galabru. The stanza reads, "Benighted stands and fearful is on the Galar bridge. She who the ready giantess is and the sons of men to death calls." Although Modgudr's role is not extensively elaborated upon in Germanic mythology, her presence as the guardian of the Galabru highlights the importance of the bridge as a threshold between the realms of the living and the dead. It suggests that she acts as a gatekeeper, allowing souls to pass from the living world to Helheim. Beyond this brief mention, Modgudr does not feature prominently in Germanic mythology, and there is limited information available about her beyond her role as the guardian of the Galabru. The Galabru. In Germanic mythology, Galabru, also known as Gold Bridge, is a bridge that connects the realm of the living with the realm of the dead. Specifically with Helheim, it is significant night features in Germanic cosmology and serves as a passage for souls to cross from the mortal world to the afterlife. The Galabru is mentioned in several Germanic mythological sources, including the Poetic Edda and the Prose Edda. It is described as a bridge spanning a deep and rapid river called Gol. The bridge is guarded by the giantess Modgudr, who permits the souls of the deceased to cross while preventing unwanted intruders or escapees. The name Galabru can be translated as the resounding bridge or the loud bridge, suggesting that it produces a resounding noise as souls cross over it. It is said that the bridge resounds with the cries and wails of the spirits as they make their journey to the realm of the dead. The Galabru is often associated with the god Heimdall, who is known as the watchman of the gods and has keen senses. In some interpretations, Heimdall is believed to reside near or guard the bridge, keeping a vigilant watch over the comings and goings of souls. The significance of Galabru lies in its role as a threshold between the realms of the living and the dead. It represents the boundary that separates life and death, and the crossing of the bridge signifies the transition from one realm to another. The bridge and its guardian highlight the belief in Germanic mythology that death is not the end, but rather a journey to another existence in the realm of Helheim. Overall, the Galabru is an important mythological element that symbolizes the connection between the living and the dead, serving as the bridge that souls travel to reach the realm of Helheim. In Germanic mythology, it is the boundary that surrounds the realm of Helheim and the realm of the dead ruled by the goddess Hel. The Helgrinda is mentioned in various sources, including the Poetic Edda and the Prose Edda. It serves as a barrier that separates the realm of the living from the realm of the dead. The fence or gates are often described as being tall and strong, enclosing the realm of Helheim and preventing the souls of the dead from leaving or intruders from entering. In Germanic mythology, the Helgrinda is guarded by the monstrous hound Garm. Garm stands at watch at the entrance to Helheim, ready to defend the realm and keep souls and other beings from escaping. It is said that during the events of Ragnarok, the apocalyptic battle, Garm breaks free from his chains and fights the god Tyr, and as said before, it results in their mutual demise. The Helgrinda represents the boundary between life and death, marking the transition from the realm of the living to the realm of the dead. It symbolizes the separation between the realms and the inescapable nature of death. The concept of the Helgrinda underscores the Norse belief in a structured cosmology and the importance of boundaries and division between different realms and forces in the mythological narrative. Hvergelmir is a significant location mentioned in various sources, including the Poetic Edda and the Prose Edda. It is depicted as a primordial and powerful spring that serves as the source of several rivers in Germanic cosmology. Hvergelmir is situated in the realm of Niflheim, one of the primordial realms in Germanic mythology. Niflheim is a realm of ice and mist, located in the northern part of the cosmos. Hvergelmir is described as a massive boiling cauldron or well, located within Niflheim. According to the creation myth in Germanic mythology, Hvergelmir is one of the sources of the primeval rivers that flow through the cosmos. The most well-known of these rivers is the river called Gjoll, which eventually reaches the realm of Helheim and forms part of the boundary surrounding it. Hvergelmir is also believed to be the dwelling place of the dragon Nidhogg, a monstrous serpent-like creature who gnaws at the roots of the world tree. Yggdrasil, Nidhogg is often depicted as a malevolent being associated with decay and destruction. Hvergelmir holds a significant place in Germanic cosmology as a primal and powerful force of creation and origin. It represents the icy and chaotic aspects of the cosmos, serving as the source of rivers that nourish the various realms and creatures of Norse mythology. It is worth noting that while Hvergelmir is primarily associated with Niflheim, which is distinct from the realm of Helheim, there can be some overlap or connections between the realms. In Germanic mythology, the Germanic cosmology is complex and interconnected, and the exact relationship between different realms and locations can vary in different sources and interpretations. Hel and her realm, Helheim, play significant roles in Germanic mythology, representing the afterlife and the fate of the deceased who did not attain glory in battle. They contributed to the overall cosmology and belief system of the Germanic mythology, highlighting the cycle of life, death, and the existence of different realms in the Germanic mythological framework. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please tune in next time for the next one. Thank you.